Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's all-purpose cleaner cleans and kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. It can be used on hard, non-porous surfaces like the kitchen, bathroom, and other areas in your home. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago.
Hey, I was wondering, text we received to 60123 looking for something for her husband. Mm-hmm. This is called R-rated Valentine's Day gifts people really want this year. according to what Adult Friend Finder has said with their... all of their research that they conducted.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff you can get.
I don't know how much research they actually conducted or if it's just a bunch of creepy dudes sitting in a room somewhere coming up with a list of stuff to buy.
Probably.
Because right there at number one, among the favorites of Melissa's, bondage toys in there at number one.
What, really?
Oh, wow. Never had too many of those around the old McGurran house.
Oh, no.
Yep.
In
at number two, I don't even want to say it. You can just hear it. It's a mixer.
Yeah.
That's... a mixer for your kitchen.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number three, couples massage.
Yeah. Okay. Those are really nice.
Your R-rated Valentine's Day gifts people really want this year. Number four, lube.
What? That's
like,
it?
Well, like you can take your car to get the oil change. Jiffy.
Yeah. Oh. Exactly. Very speedy.
That's what they mean, don't they?
Yeah.
Yes, of course. I'm sure that's exactly.
And number five, we have a tie at number five. Yeah. Massage oil candles. And gold handcuffs. Gold ones.
Those are sexier.
You don't
want to
clash and get platinum ones.
Well, that's right. Well, I mean, it's a special occasion, too.
Yeah. Gold. Making the honorable mentions, you got your silk beddings, you got your expensive champagnes, your tight boxer briefs, not to be confused with the ones that don't fit quite right and kind of hang on you. blindfolds. Blindfolds
really?
Are big this year.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised there isn't candy in the shape of things.
No candy in there, sorry.
I don't know about that silk sheets thing.
Yeah, too slippery?
Yeah. That's
dislocated a
knee or
something?
Especially with all that oil.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it just doesn't...
More on all your gift giving for Valentine's Day as we prepare for tomorrow's Day of Love. I can hardly wait. I can hardly wait.
We have so much to say on it.
Tomorrow can't come here quickly enough, so I can skip right over it and get over there to Saturday. Yeah. 312-233-1019. It suggested the three Valentine's Day gifts you should never get your partner. Cheap chocolate, which actually tied with novelty jewelry.
Okay.
Number two, household appliances. Unless they're really expensive mixing bowls, then Melissa's a huge fan of that.
Yeah.
And number one, celebrity fragrances. And that being said, what celebrity fragrance are you either currently wearing, you wore at one time, you know someone at work who did because they used to wear so much of it it choked you, or maybe your mom or dad wore it, right? Like Dustin. Dustin, what's the celebrity fragrance?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Paris Hilton, which is... the weird part is my daughter wears it now, too. So now my wife and my daughter wear Paris Hilton.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Weird and strange and interesting, but at least you're saving. You get a discount of 2-for-1
deal. You know, exactly.
Yeah, you're not overpaying for it.
Would they both wear it?
I'm going to guess this one might be in Violetta's closet or on her nightstand. Rachel.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning. You wore what?
I wear Rihanna's Riri.
Riri.
Riri. What's Riri. That smell like?
Hot. Hot and sweat.
Yeah. Right. And money.
Right.
And
opportunistic men who are sweating all over Rihanna.
Oh, my God.
It's the smell of men trying to take advantage of Rihanna.
Yeah. You're annoying.
That's what I try to do. Hi there, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi. You wore it or you know somebody who did?
I'm currently wearing Elizabeth Taylor Passion.
Can I get enough of it?
Whoa.
It's fantastic.
Interesting.
Your mom had what, Lisa?
My mom wore Elvis Presley perfume.
Elvis Presley perfume.
I didn't know he had one.
Yeah.
This is a long time ago. Yeah.
Proud. Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. You are wearing, where did Sex Panther go? Did we lose Sex Panther? Sex Panther gave up. Number three, Kelly, the perfume you choose to wear is what?
I used to wear Britney Spears.
Cool. She has a couple different scents, I think.
Does she?
Yeah, not just one.
Right.
I don't know that I know them. I don't wear Britney Spears.
One of them smells like Cajun spices from Louisiana.
Well, I looked up some funny ones, like, on the internet, ones you wouldn't expect.
Right.
There's Akon Convict had one. He was a singer. There's Antonio Banderas had one.
Why are you jumping? We aren't even in the...
I thought you were done.
That was number three. Are you even listening?
Sorry.
If anybody was going to say Antonio Banderas, spoiler.
Yeah. Hold on. Hi there.
Hello.
Heather? Hi.
Hello. See,
Heather thought we were done and hung up.
Yeah.
On.
We have so much more
Heather,
fun.
You wear what?
Ed Hardy.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah. Whip's got nine t-shirts to match.
Bottle.
Yeah, right.
I can totally see the bottle in my mind.
I'm finally in at number one when it comes time to smell like someone you want to smell like. Who, Robin?
Debbie Gibson, Electric Youth.
There it is. Right there. Nice. Nice. Not to be confused with Akon. See, Debbie Gibson, Electric Youth, a lot funnier than Akon.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. This is why. Man. And how long did you wear Debbie Gibson's Electric Youth there, Robin?
Most of my young years, middle school and high school.
Yeah. That was your generation's version of Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
They're all interchangeable, which is what I'm guessing Violetta wears is Jessica Simpson.
Oh, no. I wore Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian.
Gardenia.
Yeah, she just
so
announced,
good.
Too, she's thinking about having a couple more kids, and America's begging her not to.
Why?
Fantastic.
Please don't do it. A new survey by Lottoland, whatever that is, has revealed what percentage of people would end their current relationship if they won a large lottery jackpot.
What?
Like you win the Powerball and you immediately call your girlfriend and go, I'm going to, you know, weirdest thing, I'm going to have to call this thing off.
Oh, my gosh. I can see why you're laughing out loud.
I love this.
Oh, my gosh.
What percentage of people would end their current relationship if they won a large lottery jackpot? 312-233-1019. Hi, Valerie.
Hi.
You're married?
Yes, I am.
How long?
3 years.
Valerie, let's suppose for a second you won $300 million in the lotto. And let's suppose, for the sake of our argument, a new law had been enacted that you get to keep all of it if you split up. You don't have to share any of it. Would you stay married or would you move on?
I would stay married.
There we are.
Oh, sure.
Look at that.
You don't believe her?
She's willing to share it. That's sweet. Of course I believe her. Hey, Mark.
What's going on?
How long you been married?
2 years.
2 years. Let's suppose you won $300 million in the lotto, and they passed a law yesterday that said you don't have to share half. You get to keep all of it. But you got to break off the relationship. You staying married, or are you breaking it off?
Staying married.
There we go.
That's
Is she sitting right next to you?
No.
Oh my gosh.
In a national survey, what percentage of people said, I would break it off if I won the big lotto? What do you think it was?
I'll say 70%.
70% said they would break up their current relationship.
That's huge.
70%.
Well,
70.
You said you laughed out loud.
No, I laughed out loud at the question.
Okay, then I'll say 50%.
All right, Whip.
I'm going to go 10%.
Violetta.
I was going to say 10.
15%.
Oh, okay.
Melissa's a lot, just like when she answered the question down in Mexico of what, why are you called low hanger?
Oh, God.
Because your 5-year-old niece saw you naked? What? The weirdest answer ever.
I was thinking something totally different.
Yeah.
Like what?
15% of people would end their current relationship if they won a large lottery jackpot. That's in a national poll. We conducted a secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll. 10 random listeners in relationships of all different sorts and kinds and lengths.
Mm-hmm.
We asked them the question. They're completely anonymous with the exception of the two you just heard. Said, hey, would you call off the current relationship if you won the big Powerball Lotto jackpot? What percentage said yes?
Well, now I'll just say
90?
90. One said yes.
Whip.
I'm going to go with 0 said yes.
Violetta.
0.
1 said yes.
Oh.
Man, we should have talked to them. That would have been fun. Ready to go, Mel D? Here we go. Top 3 in at number 3.
Okay, so Amazon's Jeff Bezos, he set a new record in real estate from LA. So he just bought a new mansion for $165 million. And why does Twitter care about this? But that is now the highest priced home that anyone has ever spent in the Los Angeles area. So the record before that was last year as of $150 million for being the highest. So Jeff is going to get a golf course. He's going to get 10 acres of land, his own gas station. A lot of
his own gas station.
That's a sign you made it. When you get your own gas station, you have officially made it.
Yeah. It's a lot of stuff for what he paid for, but he closed on the property after he bought it from David Geffen, who owns a bunch of record labels. Twitter broke everything down, and Jeff only spent about 1/8 of his net worth on this purchase.
I didn't feel it.
Nothing at all. He's walking around money. Trending on Twitter, number 2.
Okay, male rompers, the viral summertime fashion statement that went viral back in 2017.
Which, by the way, we're going to have Kent wear that to the Janet Jackson show.
Oh, yeah.
We're both going to wear male rompers.
A United States flag themed male romper.
Yeah.
I wore it to our golf outing. It was quite
great
the look.
Yeah, well, the company Romp Him, which was the ones who started basically it's like wearing a breezy onesie around. They sent out an email to all their customers that said that they will be going out of business. So now there's not going to be any more male rompers. This is due to the fact that other companies basically just started making male rompers. The group of friends who started that Kickstarter.
I thought maybe it was due to the fact that nobody actually really wants to wear these and they're going out of business because of it.
Known as a very, very short fad.
It was pretty quick. It was started by a group of friends here in Chicago, but the website's going down, so there's probably some good discounts on male rompers right now.
Right,
I'll sell you mine for $20.
No thanks. Trending on Twitter, number 1.
If you thought the royal baby news, royal baby Archie was a big deal, there's some other major baby news out right now. A new baby Jonas is on the way. Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas are expecting.
Never heard of them.
The online gossip blog Just Jared was the first to report this. They claimed that a source that they have who is close to the Jonas family confirmed all the rumors. And the latest photos of Sophie that were out were about a month ago. And she was wearing an oversized coat, nothing showing or anything. Now everybody's talking about it after Just Jared posted. So Sophie and Joe haven't gone public with anything, but a lot of, companies and people are purporting that this is actually true.
Can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Edge
Baby
of
Jonas.
My seat.
Boy, they are brushing things right along.
That's good. Thank you, Melody. anybody listening who? A new study says 1 in 5 people have stopped doing it because the partner's dirty talk turned them off. In particular, the phrase was said. That's your cue.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are those the panties that your mother laid out for you?
There you go. Yeah, from an old time.
Yes.
Thank you. You had to stop. Why? 312-233-1019. Pat.
Yes.
You had to stop. Why?
I'm diabetic and I get these leg cramps. You can actually feel the next day of where you had the leg cramp. So it usually happens right in the...
So you quit because of cramping issues.
I do. And then, sometimes you got to just pretend it's over.
Right. I gotcha. Sometimes you have to.
That's the icing on the cake.
Just got to pretend that's over.
Dude.
Hopefully you don't notice.
What?
That seems reasonable. 312-233-1019. Hans, you had to stop halfway through. Why?
We had to just turn on a random movie and it turned out to be Aladdin, and the song Friend Like Me came on, and there was no going through that.
Right.
Yeah. No way.
Got to stop for an Aladdin song.
Hold that thought.
That's right. I, Annie, had to stop halfway through. Why?
I forgot I left the stove on.
Forgot you left the stove on. Can't be too careful.
Yeah.
You probably should stop.
You've created a dangerous environment there. You got to be very safe. Safety first. Hey, Christina.
Hi.
I stopped because?
My mother-in-law walked in on us.
That's reason enough to stop right there and you never do it again.
Right.
Never again.
Never again. you had to wrap things up pretty quickly. Why, Gloria?
Our neighbor was practicing the trombone.
That's not slang for anything. Yeah. Okay. So it was too distracting?
It wasn't made us laugh really hard, but it was just kind of like a funny thing we didn't expect to happen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You don't live next door to Whip, do you? wasn't even that song you used to practice?
Oh, yeah, Go Tell Aunt Rhody.
Go Tell Aunt Rhody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why can't I find it?
Aww.
The standard trombone jam. Trombone jam.
I know. Swanee put it up there. Now I can't find it.
Want me to hum it for you?
No, I got it. I found it. There it is right there. What's that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I would stop, too.
You can't do it during
that. And one final reason that you really have to just quit halfway through. Why, Anthony?
So the dog is obsessed with our aroma of when you're going at it, you know?
Going at it, you know?
Obsessed with the... Oh, my God! What is those?
So the dog...
Oh, God.
Can't get enough.
Oh, ew.
Yeah, can't blame him. I have a musky odor.
That's a good visual, though.
There it is right there.
That is nasty.
All you had to say was the dog licking.
Gross.
Yeah. Abby, you got to take us right in. You know, that one's on me.
Thank you. I brought it up.
That's on me.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago. And I keep seeing promos for that show, The Masked Singer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, have you ever watched it?
Well, that was my thing. I've never seen it, but they keep revealing. Is this a spoiler alert to even say this?
I guess they
figured out who it is.
Yeah. Yeah, the latest one, yeah.
I understand that, but is it a spoiler alert?
Has it been on yet?
Well, no, they're talking about how they've discovered it. But, you know, my point is, if it happened like last night,
right,
and you say it today and everybody gets all mad.
Yeah, what is that appropriate amount of time? I don't think it's been established. It's an opinion. Yeah.
Right. I feel okay doing it then.
Yeah, just do it. I don't mind.
Based on how difficult that conversation was.
Yeah.
Anyway, they keep doing this story that two of the judges successfully figured out who the masked singer was.
Okay.
Now, I've never seen the show, but they dress somebody up, from what I understand, in some weird costume, and then they come out and sing, and the five judges, Jenny McCarthy and Ken Jeong and a host of others.
Nicole Schlesinger.
Robin Thicke.
Nicole Schlesinger.
I can never say her last name.
Scherzinger. It's not even close to Schlesinger.
I don't know. I never say it right.
It's not even in the ballpark.
Well, it was a little bit.
I can never say Melissa's name right. Melissa Williams. Melissa Watson. It's McGurran. I don't know. It's something like that.
Anyway.
Yeah. So I guess it was Chaka Khan.
Oh, man. Really?
Yeah. And my question is, from what I can tell, I've never seen the show, but what I've read about it, it's always like X-list celebrities, like way down the list.
Yeah.
Like barely even qualify as celebrities in the costume, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, they're pretty.
How the hell do they figure it out? I'd be like putting me in the costume. and then telling Jenny McCarthy to try to figure out it's me either. Who would ever guess that? You know what? How do they even do it?
I don't know. Right. I think they sing different songs. If it is somebody that's saying something.
But if it would, you know, Sean William Scott in there and he's singing and he's dressed as a dragon, how do you...
I don't know. If it's
how
actual...
do they even figure out, oh, that's got to be Sean William Scott? Like, how do you even reach that conclusion?
Right. I don't know. Some people's voices are very distinct. I feel like when that happens, then
some people's
more...
voices are very distinctive if they're big-name celebrities. If they're, you know... Z-list celebrities, their voice just sounds like every other voice.
Yeah. If they're actual singers, do they have to change their singing voice?
I don't know.
No, they just sing. They sing really, really well, too.
Like a Chaka
You've
Khan.
Obviously seen it, then.
Yeah, I watched it two weeks ago.
They ask questions to the masked singer?
No, there's no questions.
Sit there and watch somebody dance around as a dragon singing, and they have to guess by the voice.
Yeah, they perform, and then every person has a guess. And then, usually they're wrong, actually. And then they reveal only once a week who it is.
Only once a week they reveal who actually was there?
Yeah, I think it's like once a...
Every week they reveal a new singer? I thought it was like the whole season.
Mel, you know that because she watches it, too.
I'm trying to drag Mel D in here to save you.
No, to help.
Yeah, they get rid of somebody every week.
Somebody's out.
Oh, they stay there.
There's like 10 masked singers up there?
Yeah, they go through them over and over.
So that's why they never get it right.
Kay, please help me, because none of this is making any sense. Can you help?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
I was just going to say they give clues as well.
All right, so what kind of clue would they have given for Chaka Khan?
I think they gave, like, for some reason, like, white socks and... The Bears, they kept thinking that was somebody from Chicago.
She is.
But yes, they give different clues and they do riddles and things like that in between. So.
All right. And who from the judges tends to be the smartest, would you say?
Probably Robin.
Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke.
Yes.
Okay.
He always came across as a real Mensa guy to me. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the smartest, you said. Robin Thicke.
Yeah. Every time you're like, this dressed up dragon is from Chicago. Chaka Khan! God, how does Robin Thicke do it every time?
He's amazing. It's all up there.
He's fascinating. All right, well, now I understand a little more. I keep seeing the promo and they keep revealing Chaka Khan and everybody's like, oh, I don't know how I got that. I'm like, I don't know how I would ever get that. Anybody ever, but I guess they somehow make it work. Just a bunch of women tangling. Yeah, two moms fist fight at Parent Involvement Day. That's at least they're involved.
Yeah,
right?
I guess.
Yeah. Melissa has never been in a fist fight, neither has Violetta. Melissa's never had a drink thrown in her face, neither has Violetta, although Violetta has been called a zero.
Yeah, that guy was offended.
Right. Zero. And were told that you had a big butt by the woman at Starbucks.
Yeah, she was cutting in line.
Oh, you cut in line or she cut in line?
She cut in line. And then the
so
Starbucks,
who cut in line
barista,
for the ribs at Taste of Chicago? You cut in line there?
Her kids cut in line.
So people keep cutting in line in front of you, except at Costco at the gas station where you cut in line.
Well, I didn't cut. I went to an open.
I think you cut. Remember when that came up on the air and about 50 people called because there are rules at Costco.
Yeah, and the rule is you can go around.
You broke them. You broke them.
No.
Kathy, what kind of altercation did you find yourself in?
A really big one.
What happened?
Very good friend of mine and neighbor. We took all the kids to see Finding Nemo.
Oh, good.
The day after school got out.
Right. That's you got to be careful. You got to keep your head on a swivel at Finding Nemo because things can break badly at any moment.
Yeah. True.
Two minivans, 10 kids between the two of us. We go, treat bags and balls. And my friend was upset because she wanted her daughter to drive with me so she could be with her other good friends. And I said, no, let's just go. We have a plan.
Uh-huh.
Let's get there.
Right.
So she was PO'd about that. So when I saw her there, she proceeded to body bump me. I'm holding my 2-year-old on my hip.
What?
She went to body bump? Whoa.
She's a big woman.
Right. Body bumped you.
Coming at me.
Yeah, checked you.
And she said, I'm sick of you and your 2-year-old.
Oh. Sick of you and that 2-year-old.
Oh, wait, she could
that 2-year-old has been on my nerves since they were one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Mommy, why is Barb so mad? And so we get inside the theater where we had already saved seats. Threw our jackets over.
Yeah.
And when we got in there, she's in there going, well, where is her daughter going to sit? I said, she could sit anywhere.
Right,
I
don't care.
Matter.
Not next to me and my 2-year-old.
Well, then what she proceeded to do was douse me and my 2-year-old with the huge pop.
Right, she got the huge drink. She got the extra large drink.
Yeah, a big 32 ounce.
And she poured it on you.
Doused it on. Yeah. Yeah.
What's going on with that?
Because she's sick of you and the attitude of that 2-year-old.
Yeah. Leave the 2-year-old out of it.
This is my Finding Nemo. Not putting up with this.
Wow.
You got into it, Joanne.
Yes, I did.
What happened?
Sox game. At a Sox game. I went to the washroom.
Right.
And I came back. And a woman was talking to my husband.
Some
and I
tramp.
Tramp.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I got actually called that at a Sox game.
Tramp and a zero. Yeah. Oh, all right. Keep going. All right. So some tramp comes over and sits next to your husband, sharing his big pretzel, which isn't slang for anything.
Oh my gosh! What the hell?
Well, they were standing. So I walked back and I hip checked her like. No
Ooh,
other.
You gave her. You were the hip. You haven't been to a Finding Nemo movie, have you?
Oh no, I have not.
Yeah. Yeah, the hip check. Got the hip check.
That's the move, Sox apparently. Yeah, it's on then.
Everybody thinks this spot is so peaceful and loving and freeing and opening, but not when Jeannie's there. What happened, Jeannie?
We were at the Jimmy Buffett concert in Wrigley Field, and second to the row last seat, kids next to us go get drinks, whatever. And the guys in the last row took their seats, and they didn't want to stand up for them. So naturally, I did. And the guy threw a drink in my face, and I flipped out.
Oh, boy. Went sideways. Yep. Yep.
I pushed him 2 seats down.
Whoa.
And,
what?
You bum rushed him.
I know. I flipped out, and he got back up, and I pushed him back down.
Wow. Stay down. I didn't say get up. You stay down.
He had it coming.
He was like... Right. So the security then came and
kicked
them out.
Right. Oh, this ain't no cheeseburger in paradise for you, pal.
I like it.
Troublemaker.
Yeah. I don't know.
See? There's some really mean, rough girls like Annie. Hi, Annie.
Hello.
What happened?
I'm sad to say I was not nice in my 20s, and I was at a concert. My boyfriend was the drummer in the band, and this girl just wouldn't stop talking about how hot he was. So I said he had a girlfriend, and I didn't even say it was me. It just went on and on, so I took her by the shoulders and slammed her into the wall.
Wow!
Oh, my gosh! Wow.
She wasn't even hitting on your boyfriend. She was just commenting on him, and boy, you went sideways.
Right. Clearly, I was really scared.
Yeah. That's some anger management issues. Well, right. Yeah,
she's so self-aware now.
I don't want to be near a concert with you or a movie or anywhere else.
Wow.
Nothing but trouble. Hey, Laura.
Yes.
What happened?
So my friend and I were at a bar, and it was really crowded, and there was a table, and then there were 4 guys at it, but there were 2 open seats like at the end. It was like a rectangle table. And so we asked if we could sit down, and so the 2 of us sat down and started talking, and one of them took a pitcher of beer and poured it over my head.
What? A whole pitcher?
Wow.
Yeah, a whole pitcher.
A
guy did that, yeah. So I went home, showered, and we went back out.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, you're like,
so whatever. You didn't really get into him. You just kind of quietly walked out soaked.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Weird.
Man, you're a 0-2.
Oh.
See? Nothing but trouble. A lot of fighting women. Mixed Morning Mindbender says, in a new survey, people would rather date someone with bad blank than poor money skills. Bad what, Janie?
Manners?
Bad manners. No. No. People would rather... Thank you for the guess. People would rather date someone with bad blank than poor money skills. Bad what, John?
Bad breath.
Breath. Exactly right.
I wondered if that was it.
They'd
but...
rather date somebody with horrible breath than horrible money skills.
Nope.
You believe that, John?
Yeah, I can see that. You can get in trouble pretty quickly financially.
That is true. It's very responsible of you to say that.
Doesn't everybody seem like they have bad breath?
Yeah, one time, sure.
Who are you hanging around?
Like, everybody. No matter,
eventually everybody
does. Well, it's just, but... annoying. And, people that want to, kiss first thing in the morning... Like, get out of my face.
All right. I think we've entered Violetta's dream. Or like, it's like you're mumbling to yourself in between waking up and going back to bed right now.
And you know what?
She's edgy today. Really
even,
edgy.
Even you sounded disinterested in your own statement.
No, because I'm disinterested in people.
Did you ever know? I just didn't want to kiss in the morning. It's so annoying.
Morning kissers are weird people.
Give them a break. Can't we just go home?
Sorry about that, John.
Oh, it's fine.
He doesn't care.
I want to make sure you're all right. Yes.
You got it.
As they found out, a survey conducted by the financial website toughcashback.com. Finds out that 1,400 adults were polled and 64% of people chose dating someone with bad breath as opposed to someone who spends money they don't have.
Not me. I'd be like, keep spending as long as you don't have bad breath.
Don't you and Violetta go do a podcast right now?
I thought you were going to say something else.
The two of you go sort this out on a podcast. All right?
While I was drinking, I got to thinking where are my underpants.
While you're drinking, you make some regrettable decisions. Right now, Post Malone is sitting around going, why did I go to the Olive Garden, have a bunch of wine, and go out and buy a $75,000 jacket?
None
of this makes any sense to me at all, and I did it while I was drinking. 312-233-1019. While you were drinking, Tony, what'd you end up purchasing?
Oh, my God. Okay, so first, I'm never going to drink tequila at home by myself ever again.
Yeah, famous last words. Wait a minute, by yourself?
Yes.
Were
right,
you doing
okay.
shots by yourself?
Went to a dark place, huh, Tony?
You know what? I was drinking it on the rocks with, like, lime squeezed into it, and it was going down pretty smooth.
Right.
So,
oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
You're enjoying yourself.
Yeah.
So the thing is I knew for, like, the last 2 weeks that I needed to replenish my iPass account.
Right.
And I normally do, like, $20 to $40 at the most.
Right.
I auto-replenished it $400.
$400?
Yeah.
I'm using nothing but toll roads from now on.
I can see at the time she's like, I'm not going to have to mess with this for years.
While I was drinking, Joan.
Oh, hello. I was drinking vodka gimlet at a...
this morning.
And I actually bought a 10-foot tall wooden mailbox in the shape of a lifeguard chair.
Nice.
Oh, no!
This baby's going to look sweet out in front of the house.
Well, no. I live on the beach. So I don't live on the beach. I mean, my house is on the beach.
Right.
But I
live on the beach.
Live on it?
I don't actually live on the beach. In fact, I've been drinking right now. I don't even know where I live.
It's just my house.
And, you know, it's
on
weird because the mailman can't get up 10 feet to deliver the mail, so he just throws it in the sand. I was drinking.
Oh, that was good. That was really good.
While I'm drinking, Brian.
Yeah, so I come home from the bar one day, probably about a 2:30 in the morning deal.
Oh,
and I was previously bidding on a 69 Camaro on eBay.
No.
And then I found out. Yeah, I found out I was outbid. Well, I wouldn't have that, so
I just bid it up,
and about $16,500 later, I wake up the next day, I own it.
And you realize you were bidding against yourself.
Yeah,
right.
You're like, I'll show them.
You'd accidentally opened two accounts.
Yeah.
You're bidding yourself. How can this other guy keep bidding so much?
I love it.
Yeah. While I was drinking. Mm-hmm. While you were drinking, you ended up with what, Leslie?
We spent $500 to get VIP tickets for Willie Nelson in Dubuque, Iowa.
Yeah. Is there anywhere else you should see him? I don't think so.
Oh, gosh.
Willie, he doesn't do the drinking, but you do. What am I going to do with this 10-foot tall lifeguard mailbox? I got to stop drinking.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.